Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, Meeting Divinity with Contempt. Life on earth, in all of its varieties, comes in many shapes, sizes, and configurations, from the tiny bacteria and single-cell life forms to the giant gray and humpback whales and everything in between. There is one thing we all have in common. None of us possess what can be characterized as attributes of the divine, with one and only one exception. That lone exception is the animal man. The biological features of the animal man are closely related and similar to many other animal species, especially of those we refer to as mammals and primates. But there is one important difference that separates man from all the other animals. It is what I call the divine spark. It is the light of God that has been imparted to humanity that elevates us above every other creature and places us on a path to join the eternal Creator. This light gives us awareness, creativity, speech, reflectiveness, a sense of good and evil, hands and feet, and a body suited for divinity, and so many other qualities and attributes no other animal has or can ever attain. This is no accident or evolutionary phenomena, but an act of God and a birthright God has given to every human being. God has given us this spark of divinity, and it is left up to us to make use of it as the Creator intended, or to treat it with the contempt and misappropriate it to enhance and fulfill our animal passions and desires. A birthright is both a privilege and a responsibility. The receiver of the birthright receives more than the others in their family. We as mankind have received more than any other species and creature on the planet because we possess the divine attributes none of the rest have. Secondly, we have a responsibility to behave in a way that is worthy of these attributes we have, and use them for what is good and just and compassionate toward all creatures, both human and non-human. We demonstrate contempt for this birthright when we fail to acknowledge it, when we take it for granted, when we use it for selfish gain and desire, when we use it to hurt and harm others, and when we allow our animal instincts and passions to drive our thoughts, decisions, and actions. Our daily prayer should be one of thanksgiving and appreciation to our Creator for making us animals with divine sparks. We should be able to look at every creature and see the wonderful blessings God has given to us that they can never have. It should make us all the more responsible for the power God has given us. We should pray for the wisdom to exercise it properly and in a manner that is worthy and pleasing to the one who gave it to us. And according to his promise, if we rightly exercise these divine gifts and attributes, they will be more to follow, including the one of immortality. But it all depends on whether we exercise the proper and right reverence for giving us a piece of the divine, or if we meet the divine gift with contempt by treating it as something we didn't ask for, we could care less about, and have no responsibility or accountability for possessing. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our previous Sunday School, Mission, and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministry functions and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School study. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.